Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a new edition of Gospel Gold. I am the host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am so very glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the last episode for the year 2020. We'll be taking our winter break, and we'll come back in 2021. So we thank you for all of you who have been supporting Gospel Gold throughout the year. We ask that you go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will be able to see Gospel Gold, hear Gospel Gold. Share to your Facebook friends. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program that is designed for the history of the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe at Gospel Gold that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in African-American traditional gospel music. You see, it all began in Africa. When our first ancestors came to these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. One of the most unique and expressionary things that they brought to this country was rhythm. It is rhythm that drives American music. It was work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals, gospel, jazz, blues, rock and roll, ragtime, and even the music that we hear today. All the music that we have produced on these American shores has come because of the adversities that our people have had to overcome, the difficulties that we have had to soar over. We express that in our music. We express that in our lyrics. We express that in our poems. And all that we do is expressed through the African-American experience. We know that the traditional African-American gospel story cannot be told in a one-hour program. But each week we came to you this year with a segment of the great history that our people have produced in the gospel field throughout the years. And this is what Gospel Gold is all about. Gospel Gold is about a program that is dedicated to the history and the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. This is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. This is a program where we come together each week and we hear and talk about some of the great work that our people have produced in the gospel field. So we thank you so very much. Go to our Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share to some of your Facebook friends so that they will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. As I said, this is our last live program. We're in the studio tonight, live. You can speak to us directly in the studio if you would like to. We have a number that you can call in. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. If you would like to get in touch with Gospel Gold, you can do so through email. Our email is gospelgold, one word, gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold is supported in part by Faith That Lives Ministry. However, you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold as well. We do have a Cash App. Our Cash App is the $ Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. One word, Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. And of course, with the Cash App, you have to place the $ before the name. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We thank you for all of you who have been supporters of this program this year. We have recorded over 20 programs this year. It has been a year like no other. We have had to deal with the pandemic. We have lost many loved ones. We've lost many friends. So it has been a very difficult year. Gospel Gold has been on every week this year for this season to bring to you the very best in the artistry of our people in the gospel field. So we thank all of you who have supported us all year long, those of you who supported us monetarily, those of you who just prayed for us, and those of you who sent kind emails. We thank you for those who encouraged us during the course of the year to keep on keeping on. So we pray God's blessing upon you. We hope that you had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and that you are at home and that you are staying safe. As we do every Monday night, as we start our program, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray now, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight, and that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As you can see from our title, the title tonight is Gospel from the Motherland. Gospel from the Motherland. This is the last episode of Gospel Gold for the year. We wanted to come and do something different, but yet it is connected. We're going to come back and talk about the Gospel from the Motherland. But before we do that, we're going to hear a very wonderful tune by a Nigerian brother, David G. Yahweh.
Yahweh, Yahweh, can we bow down and worship
Yahweh? Our program tonight is Gospel of the Motherland. And of course, when we talk about the African artists and musicians that have come throughout the years, they have been so many. Who can forget Miriam Makeba or Hugh Masekela? Who can forget Omar Sosa, Randy Weston, just to name a few? The list goes on and on. They have made such a great contribution. Of course, our music is directly connected to theirs, and their music is directly connected to ours. And so tonight, being the last night of the season, I wanted to come with something different but yet the same. I wanted to come with music from the motherland. And tonight I want to introduce or reintroduce to those who may have heard of her or some of these artists. If not, I suggest that you would try to find them. One of them is Dr. Rebecca Malope. Dr. Rebecca Malope is a multi-award-winning South African gospel singer. She is known as the African Queen of Gospel. Her music career spans more than three decades. She has sold at least 10 million albums worldwide, making her one of the largest and biggest selling gospel artists of all time. Most of the 36 albums she has released have reached multi-platinum status. Since 2004, she has been the host of a TV show in Africa called It's Gospel Time in Nigeria. I'm sorry, in South Africa. And she has been a host of that show. In 2013, she was one of the judges in the Clash of Choirs of South Africa. Her music career began in 1984. At the age of 16, she and her sister Cynthia left their home near Nilesport and hiked 400 kilometers, 250 miles to Everton, and then finally reached Johannesburg. In 1985, Dr. Malope entered the Shell Road to Fame television contest with the band she was with, but they were eliminated in the first round of the competition. In 1986, she met Swazi Zyko of Gallo Studios. He remembered her from her unsuccessful auditions, and he felt that with his guidance, she would win the Shell Road to Fame. She also entered that next year, that same competition, and she won that competition. Lope won the Shell Road to Fame in the category of female vocalist with the gospel song Shine On, dedicated to political unrest during the apartheid in South Africa. Although despite winning the Shell Road to Fame, she struggled to find a recording company. Finally, she was given a recording contract by MFM Records, but was told that gospel music was off limits. She was finally able to persuade them to include one gospel song on her album, her debut album. The song was more well received than the pop songs on the album. In 1989, Malope released two albums, Thank You Very Much and Woza Lovely. Both albums reached platinum status. In 1990, she released another album called Banye, which was dedicated to individuals she viewed as struggling heroes, particularly Nelson Mandela, who was released from Robben Island Prison the same year. The album achieved double platinum status, and Dr. Malope won Best Female Vocalist of the OKTV Awards, beating out other African artists. 1992, she released a full gospel album called Rebecca Sings Gospel. The album was well received by music critics and media and fans. It also widened her fame. She was the first gospel artist whose songs were played along with mainstream music, pop, and Africana's music. To this date, the album has sold 1 million copies and is regarded as one of the biggest and best gospel albums in South Africa. She has released over 36 albums in her musical career, which spans over 30 years to date. In 2009, she released her 30th album, My Hero, containing a double CD. In April of 2010, she released her 31st album. And on March the 14th, 2011, she released her 32nd album, the name called Peace. She was later recorded in a newspaper article as saying, "I decided on the name Peace, thinking about the state of the world as in today. People have no peace. There is war everywhere, even in churches. I want people to come together and, more importantly, have peace in their lives so that we can have peace in the world." Dr. Rebecca Malope, South African singer-songwriter. She is a graduate of 1997, graduate of UCLA. Dr. Malope, I was not able to find any of her earlier recordings, but I did find a recording, a live recording that she did in the UK, 1990. Dr. Rebecca Malope. Dr. Rebecca Malope. We're talking about gospel from the motherland. And incidentally, you're listening to Gospel Gold, and we are in stereo tonight. So if you're listening to us on a good listening device, you're going to hear some good music tonight. We're talking about gospel from the motherland. And when we talk about gospel from the motherland, we talk about those rhythms. We talk about that soul. We talk about that spirit calling. that thing that is deep within us that comes out in a spiritual manner to reach the Creator, which we all came. We're going to listen to the Cape Town Youth Choir, but before we do that, I want to play one of my personal favorites, a YouTube popular song by brother Nigerian brother Ennis Francis and his 11-year-old son, Kanan Francis, called Oceans. And then after that, we're going to listen to the Cape Town Youth Choir with ukulele.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me work upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, and oceans deep, my faith will stay.
Your ways abide me.
Oh,
The Cape Town Youth Gospel Choir with the song Ukalutha, meaning peace. We're talking about the music gospel from the motherland. And one of the artists that has taken the gospel field by storm is Osunisha Egbo, better known as the artist Sinich. Sinich is a Nigerian singer, songwriter, senior worship leader at Love World Center. She is the first singer-songwriter to top the Billboard Christian chart for 12 weeks in a row. Her song, Waymaker, bagged 3 nominations and won the Song of the Year of the 51st Dove Awards, making her the first Nigerian to win the award. She has released 9 studio albums, several gospel hits, including Waymaker, I Know Who I Am, Great Art You Lord, I Stand Amazed, Simply Devoted, Jesus is Alive. Sinich's song Waymaker has piled up many awards since it was released in 2015. The visuals for Waymaker is currently the second most watched Nigerian music video on YouTube. In March 2019, it became the 3rd Nigerian video to garner 1 million viewers on YouTube. Sinich, Waymaker, was covered by 60 Christian artists, and it has been sung in many different languages. In the first few weeks of the coronavirus pandemic and lockdown of 2020, the song Waymaker was on the go song list for several viral videos showing hospitals and those who were sick at the time. This was a theme song for many commercials. After being on the Christian Copyright Licensing International Top 100 chart for several months, it is claims the type the position of number one. Sinich received the Bethlehem Hall of Faith Certificate of Commendation during her visit to Israel in December 2017. In September 2019, Sinich became the first gospel artist from Africa to tour India, headlining concerts with several thousands of attendants. She became the first African artist to top the Billboard Christian Song charts. As a child, Sinich states that she had dreams, but she saw herself singing before large crowds, but didn't actively pursue it until later on in her life. She only thought she would be a background singer. Sinich has written many songs before she released her first album, Chapter One, in 2008, and the album This Is Your Season in 2009. She has garnered many accolades and many awards, particularly in the American gospel field. The Waymaker is a hit. Many of you have heard it before. You're going to hear it again now from Nigerian-born Sinich, Waymaker.
I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in a mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. My God, that is who you are.
You're the answer to it all. Jesus, you wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, to it all. Jesus, yeah. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every life. I wish on you. You are here, meeting every need. I wish on you. I wish on you. Oh, devotion, day I'm a vacate.
On Gospel Gold. Another musician and songwriter, Moses Bliss. Moses Bliss, young man, has released a couple of singles that have gone far and wide, enjoying airplay and blessing lives. In January of 2017, he released a song called Eno Day, and it was reported as a fast-rising song to look out for. Too Faithful, the new single, is a deep song that reflects the fear faithfulness of God. This song is currently being sang across the world in only a couple of months of its release. He has been nominated and won several awards, and he has ministered on several platforms in and out of Nigeria. And he has shared the stage with many famous gospel recording artist. He is a prolific songwriter, singer, multi-talented musician. This young man has taken the gospel field by storm, and he has clearly been influenced by the gospel, contemporary gospel of America. This is a young man to look out for. Moses Bliss, Too Faithful.
Yesterday, today, and forevermore, what you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me.
Oh,
Well, that's it, beloved. Our time is about up, and we thank you for yours. As we said before, this is the last program for the year. We thank all of you who have been supporters of Gospel Gold all year long. You have done a marvelous, marvelous job. We thank you for the accolade. We thank you for the comments that you left on our Facebook page, the emails that we received, and of course, we thank you for the monetary gifts that you have given us. We look forward to being with you next year in 2021 with a new season of Gospel Gold. This was part one of Music from the Motherland. We will do part two in our next season of Gospel Gold. We hope that you will have a great new year. We ask that you will go to our Facebook page, go there, hit the like button, and don't forget to share it with some of your Facebook friends as well. We have many programs that we have recorded on our Facebook page. You'll find some of the music that we play here on the page. You'll also find articles about various gospel artists. So go there to the Facebook page. Don't forget to like and share. And you too can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. The Cash App is the $, Gospel Gold, one word. The two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful new year. We have lost many friends this year. We have been it has been a difficult year. We have lost a lot of personal friends this year, and I know you have as well. So tonight we wanted to end on a note to memorize and to think back on those who we have lost this year of the coronavirus and for other reasons as well. So we're going to end tonight with a song by Emily Sandy, South African born, as she sung at the World Cup, "Abide With Me." God bless you. Have a great new year.